Today's Froggy 99.9. Time once again to talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, brought to you every week by The Village Inn. And now looks like we have another sequel to talk about.
Yes, we have another sequel. this time it is the fourth of the Transformers movies, and it felt to me like it was as long as the first three put together. This movie is almost three dang hours long.
Oh.
That's a lot of robots. It's a lot of cities to destroy.
Kids can't even sit that long, can they?
I would not take little kids to this. PG-13 is about right, maybe 11 or 12 and up. There's, you know, some bad words. There's a little bit of suggestive conversation. But mostly there's just a lot of destruction, and one character gets incinerated. I mean, like, woof. And there's some disturbing shots in this. A couple of things I want to mention about this movie, aside from the fact that I say that it's almost 3 hours long. It's very noisy, like going to a rock concert. I want to mention that it's the first film ever filmed in IMAX 3D with an IMAX 3D camera specifically designed for that. And so it's super sharp, and the 3D effects are really good. So that part of it I thought was great. And I have to tell you, even four movies in, I still am tremendously excited every time a robot turns into a car or a car turns into a robot. I totally get the whole Transformers thing. I think that's great, and I love seeing it happen. And the Transformers in this movie are awesome. They've got dinosaur Transformer, a T-Rex, and a pterodactyl. They've got sort of big, angry, sort of wolfy, doggy sort of Transformers.
Okay.
The Transformers themselves are like 50 feet high, and they have a lot of personality, and it's kind of fun to watch. So, you know, it's the same plot as every other Transformers movie. There are good Transformers, the Autobots. There are bad Transformers, the Decepticons. We also have a couple of new bad guys in this one. Stanley Tucci plays a kind of a 1% billionaire inventor genius, and he manages to create his own Transformer, who turns out to be a bad guy. And then Kelsey Grammer, Frasier from television.
Oh, okay.
He plays kind of a evil rogue government operative who wants to destroy all Transformers, whether they're good or bad, because he feels that there's been so much damage already that even the good ones are not worth keeping around. And so they have a big action scene in Chicago. They have a big action scene in China, and that's all very interesting.
But I think the big question is, were the Transformers all destroyed, or will there be another Transformer movie?
There will definitely be another one. There's kind of an existential crisis as the Transformers decide that they need to find out why they were created. And I gather that that was where we will be next time.
Okay, well, kind of a quiet week, the week before the long holiday weekend. So what do we got to look forward to over the 4th of July weekend, Nell?
Next week, we're going to be talking about Melissa McCarthy's new movie with Susan Sarandon, kind of a road movie directed by Melissa McCarthy's husband, Ben Falcone. And here's one I know you're going to like. It's called Begin Again, and it's another beautiful love story with music. And I just smiled through the whole thing with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley.
And we will talk early next week because it is the 4th of July weekend. So we'll get our reviews early. As always, good to talk to you. Nell Minow, the movie mom, giving those movies from a parent's perspective. Brought to you by The Village Inn with three Fargo-Moorhead locations every week here on Froggy 99.9.
All right, talk to you next week.